Gemara says on the bottom, Daf Yamed Aleph, that Lav Hachi Kama Chutz Ben Amumel Nasa Kasayayim L'chal Shabbos Is Befahesia Alma Mumel Abad Is Kama Avumum L'chol Hatar Kula. So Rashi says that this Tana holds that din of Mumer would apply to Shabbos as well. Why? Because High Tana Chamir L'Shabbos Kama Is Gachavim. The Tana holds that if a Mumer for L'chal Shabbos is Chama like a Mumer for Avad Is Zavar, the Oyved Avad Is Gachavim Kaifer B'Akadosh Baruch Hu, and L'chal Shabbos Kaifer B'Maisav, or made Shekesh or Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisav Rishis. And for that reason, he has a din of mumur for Avodah Zarah because he's kaifer b'maisav shal Shabbos b'maisav bereishis. And based upon that, it would seem that one who is a mumur for to be mechal Yom Kippur would not be considered like Eved of Eskuchavim because that svara would not apply. It's nothing to do with maisav bereishis, and therefore that svara l'chayr would not apply to Yom HaKippurim. So based upon that, in fact, Rashash over here, he says if you look in the in Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer in Semek Kuf Gimel. The Paskins over there that a cipher that wrote a get on Shabbos or Yom Kippurim, the get is batal, minat Torah, and that's based on the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. And the reason is because he has a din of mumur l'chol Torah kula by Shabbos and by Yom Kippur. So he says l'chol it's mavur over there that this din that mumur l'Shabbos is not only by Shabbos but it's by Yom Kippur as well. But the shaila is the feed this far. The Rashi says l'chol should not apply to Yom Kippur because you don't have that Indian of l'chol Shabbos Hakadosh Baruch Hu but Ma'aseh Bereishis. So that's Achian where the Rambam got that from. So I saw in the Sefer Shechitas Chulin over here, he wants to say, he brings this kasha from Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger asks this kasha in Drush V'Chiddush. And Rabbi Kiveger, and he wants to answer that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halachot Tesvav, it sounds like from the Rambam he has a different beer why the one who's Michal Shabbos is Kaivet Abed Eskachavim, not like Rashi. The Rambam, Lashon Rambam is, Shabbos V'Abed Ezar, Kol Achas Me'shtein Shkula, the So he says it's mashu from the Rambam that the reason why Shabbos is like a Badazar is not because of his kaifer b'maisa bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Shabbos, but it's because of the chomer of Shabbos. Shabbos is chomer, just like Abadazar is chomer, it's shakal kineg kol mitzvahs. And for that reason, it would be Ka'ivet Abed Azara. So he says, if you that, if you the Rambam, you could say the Huid and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also has a Chaymer. Meaning that has that Chaymer, it would have that same Chaymer being Ka'ivet Azara, because that time would apply to Shabbos as well, so to Yom Kippur as well. So he's saying that the Rambam Lishitasa would hold that the din of Mumur for Yom Kippur would also be considered Ka'ivet Abed Azara. But in Chanam, if you Rashi, maybe that wouldn't be true. If you Rashi then says it's totally on Shal Shabbos and Gedish Bakum and Mice Gracious, that would only be true by Shabbos, and Taka would not be Nageya on Yom Kippur.